Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I say, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way to win. It's the only way we all win. So I'm going to start off, I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to. This guy is such a clown. You know, Cory Booker today actually came out and said, I have a question. I'm tongue-tied. Are these people that ignorant, that stupid, or really that dishonest? I need your help here. I need your help to understand. Cory Booker, well, you know what? Just take a listen. Maybe I'll do it right the first time.
One of the number one reasons, if you turn to our founders, that this nation was formed was for the common defense. And now we have more people in America in my short lifetime that have died due to gun violence than in every single one of our wars, from the Civil War and the Revolutionary War to the wars in the Middle East combined. This is a dereliction of duty. This is a surrender to violence. This is not doing your constitutional duty to protect this nation from threats, foreign and domestic. One of the
this guy's for real. Hundreds of thousands died in the Civil War. I mean, all these wars combined overseas, here, it's not true. It is a flat-out lie. And they get away with it. And if you're a Democrat and you're listening because you're kind of, you know, whatever, why do you let them get away with it? I know some of you that listen, not just to my show, but you listen to stuff like this. You're intelligent people. I know you are. Are you that afraid? Have you bought that much into the lie by Democrats that we are that dishonest, that bad, that terrible? Because if you have, I really feel sorry for you. 53 years. He's trying to tell you that in 53 years, more people have died to gun violence than all the wars combined. Did any of you on the left go, oh, that doesn't sound right? I'm just curious. Because it would have been one of the first things I said, wait a minute, there is something wrong with that number. Although maybe some of you, I don't know. But maybe some of you were never taught this in school. I mean, if you went to an inner city school, okay, I'd probably have to cut you some slack, right? This is how bad it is. Right? Oh, God. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, I got to do this one. This one's a lot of fun, too. I usually don't open up this way. The first time I'm listening to the show, I'm just having some fun. Joe Biden, with a few words of wisdom. You know, seriously. I don't even know what he's saying.
Where in the hell is it written that says America can't lead the world in manufacturing again? Where is that written? I don't know where it's written. It's not going to be on my watch. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting criticized internationally for my focusing too much on America. The hell with that. Where in the hell?
You know, didn't Trump, they beat him up for this, didn't they? Did they beat him up for America first? And that was a problem? It's just amazing, isn't it? You got to sit there and scratch your head and put this stuff in front of you. You know, I'm always telling you to get involved, get engaged. Right? Get involved, get informed, then engage. Because wouldn't it be great if you could turn around and show them these numbers, show them the reality of what's happening? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I just really do appreciate the time you spend with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend trying to, like me, asking questions, trying to figure things out. Right? By the way, I don't know how many of you are tracking it, but, you know, right now, you've got CNN tanking to its lowest. I mean, Don Lemon can't do any better than, what, 400,000 people? Really? I'm surprised he can do that many. All right, question for you guys in the chat room. If you had to, and I think they do have to a degree. If you're going to take somebody like Adam Schiff and put him on a committee, what committee might you put him on? And I'm telling you, you have to put him on one. What committee could you put him on, right? I just love it. Anyway, many of you know that Harmeet Dillon is running for to become the head of the Republican Party. I'd like to know yay or nay. Where you at? Do we really? I mean, we do need a change. And I'm a little biased because she worked with me on the Katie Hill case. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts at over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Jr. Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we really win. When you guys decide to really engage, when you guys decide that you are actually going to take a stand on something and get informed, don't just spew stuff, right? Because grandma told me 20 years ago, yeah, that doesn't work. I love grandma too, but she wasn't always right. Okay? No, seriously, running with a pencil won't make it stick in your eye or something. Remember when you say that? Anyhow, Joe Mazzini, your host, always have you agree. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. Kick the week off, get things rolling, get just understand what's happening out there. Because you know I'm not the swiftest. What's that? I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. You know, so I need help all the time. Anyway, so how we doing out there?
Man, you in trouble, man. That's what I thought I was supposed to be one tuning into your show to find out what's going on. You know, I don't have that patience, I guess, that you have, man. Where you can. Check out this stuff. I'll be like, man, I might as well just put on some cartoons.
Dude, I played a bunch of TikTok clips last night, and I'm sure by the end of the night, I just want to shoot myself. You know what I mean? That's how, like, there's no way. These people don't really exist, do they? Come on.
Yes, they do. Man, don't be watching stuff that makes you think stuff like that.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. You know, it's like, Jesus, what are you waiting for?
I heard that, man. I don't do the TikTok. I ain't no TikToker, man. I don't do it.
Oh, I don't do it either. But when people send me some of these clips.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And then you look at them, you know, there's no way that can be real. And then you go, look. It's like, and some of these people who want you to, what's the word I need here? Affirm them. Right? You go, oh my God, no. I don't care what you are, who you think you are, what you think you have to offer. Let me make it easy for you. No.
Yes. And you know what? I don't care. You know, to some degree, I guess we have to start. Well, though, here's the problem. It used to be where, yeah, man, we didn't want to, you know, we didn't care. That was supposed to be the thing, right? I don't care what you do, but these people are forcing us to care. It's not good enough that we don't care. We have to care now. You know, and so like, okay, well, if you're gonna make it my business, you're gonna make me care, okay? Okay, well, I'm gonna tell you right now, yeah, I care, and y'all need to knock this stuff off. EG.
Yeah, well, no, you got a point there. They really forced it on us.
Yeah.
We truly were the ones that used to say, you know, live and let live kind of thing, mm-hmm. and you can't do that anymore because they're not gonna let you live.
That's
you know,
right.
Gotta live and let live for you.
Oh, man, they are totally antithetical to the whole live and let live principle.
Well, I mean, you remember something. This is, what is it, Shitty Schiff, right? Representative Omar and Sewell, whatever his name is. You know, they came forward today by taking them off the intelligence committees, you make the country more dangerous. I'm thinking, really? How did that happen? You're feeding information to the Chinese and we're the ones making it more dangerous? Got it. Okay. Only shows you where they're coming from.
Very, very twisted dyslexic point of view they have.
So let me play you a clip from a very prominent senator on the other side of the aisle who actually said today that in his 53 years, there have been more people killed by gun violence in this country than in all the wars combined here and overseas, including the Civil War. Take a listen.
One of the number one reasons, if you turn to our founders, that this nation was formed was for the common defense. And now we have more people in America in my short lifetime that have died due to gun violence than in every single one of our wars, from the Civil War and the Revolutionary War to the wars in the Middle East combined. This is a dereliction of duty. This is a surrender to violence. This is not doing your constitutional duty to protect this nation from threats, foreign and domestic.
I don't even know where to go with that. Right?
Neither does he.
What is he? Is he using an abacus and he lost count? I mean, how did he come up with this?
I don't know. Well, you know, they... You know, they do that yoga, you know, like the liberals like that yoga. So he's very flexible and able to get his head, you know, into the nether regions to be able, you know, where he keeps his pocket constitution, if you will. And you know, that sounds impressive, though, Joe. That's an impressive number to say that there's more people, you know, killed by gun violence than all the world combined. Well, fine. You know what? If he wants to go with that Common Core math, I will let him have that premise. That's fine. All I got to say to that is that, hey, well, you need to tell your Democrat constituents, your people in your Democrat-run areas where all this gun violence is going on, because that's where it's going on, you need to tell them to stop. And maybe you should encourage self-control instead of trying to control everything else. Controlling birth, controlling population, controlling the weather, controlling the environment, controlling, you know, how much people are going to be taxing or how much people will be able to keep any of their money. They're trying to control everything. But the whole premise of self-control totally seems to escape them. If you say self-control, then you're just being judgmental.
No, I mean, I sit there and listen to this, and when the first time I heard it was in the car, right? And I'm thinking, oh, he's talking like, okay, you know, he's 53, and he's talking about how, you know, the Iraqi war, whatever. And then I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, he said Civil War. He specifically said Civil War. Mm-hmm. Hundreds of thousands of people were killed during the Civil War. Mm-hmm. So I'm so confused. But anyway, no, this is... go ahead.
I was going to say, and I'm wondering, like, what... Is there some context that I'm missing when he says that the reason why this country was formed was for the common defense? I mean, that's... I mean, unless I miss it, man, I ain't no constitutional scholar, but the only place that I know where we talk about this common defense is a place where he really, a place of the Constitution he would really enjoy when it talks about the power of Congress being able to lay taxes. So,
but wait a minute, think of the irony here. He's going back to what the Founding Fathers said, right? About, you know, the common good. They put that together, right? And the common defense, right? They're also the same guys who put together the Second Amendment for a reason. Yeah. So you can't cherry pick.
Great point, man.
How?
Great point. Yeah, and the thing is, so and you know, with the common defense, yeah, we're gonna need a fortified and well, you know, protected nation, and that includes us being able to protect ourselves. And this promotes the general welfare of the United States, not a welfare program. You know, the common defense, because I think that's what he said. He didn't say common good. I think he said common defense.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, well, we need to be able to defend ourselves. Everybody kind of needs to do their own part. You don't have to, but it's a good idea. You know? And this promotes the general welfare because, you know, we're protected.
Oh, God. All right, so when we come back, we're going to go through some white privilege and white supremacy. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Five ex-Memphis police officers involved in a violent arrest are facing second-degree murder charges. Tyree Nichols died days after a traffic stop with those officers earlier this month. Elon Musk is meeting with House leaders from both parties on Capitol Hill. The Twitter CEO said meetings focused on the platform, which he purchased last year. He said in a tweet that the meeting with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries was an effort to ensure that Twitter is fair to both parties. Video and audio from the attack on Representative Nancy Pelosi's husband Paul at their San Francisco home is set to be released on Friday. It happened in the early hours of October 28th. Avatar, The Way of Water, is now the fifth highest grossing film of all time. The James Cameron sequel has grossed more than $2.5 billion. Jerry Barnash, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Joe Joe. 855-732-556. I'm serious here. I'm gonna choke on some of this stuff. It's so funny. And I love how these people, they come up with these numbers out of nowhere. So a couple of people wrote, let me say, I'm glad to see that the senator is finally calling out Democrats controlling the largest cities in America. Alfonso Rachel joins me, as he does every week. We love it when we refer to him as Zoe. No, this is what people are writing about him. Right? About the Cory Booker and his comments about what everybody dying, or I mean, yeah, all the people that were killed in these in the wars, and people that being killed in these cities. The other thing somebody just said was when you consider that over 60% of gun deaths each year in America are suicides, right? It makes Cory's numbers even worse, and you have to pull gang violence out of there. All right? So what that tells me is that 393 million gun owners today did not shoot anybody.
I mean, that's a good day. It's like Ice Cube says. Hey, what does he say? I didn't have to use my AK. I guess it was a good day.
God bless. That really, really, really is bad. It really is sad. Not bad, but actually sad. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Okay, time for me to tickle your ears a little bit. I'm going to play him in a minute. I sent you something from I think he's a pastor. I think he claims to be a pastor. But he's really way out there on the left. And he's not the only one. Here's a woman that says that, you know, stop complaining that black people are racist when they make fun of you or they say something bad about a white person because, frankly, white people are racist. Take a listen.
I understand that people want to, you know, play the victim and be like, it's really hard to be white. It's super hard. It's super hard. People are racist towards us, too. What does that mean? Okay, a person of color said they didn't like you because you were white? Okay. That's not racism. And as much as people want to say that racism isn't always systematic, it kind of is, though. Especially in this country, because racism towards people of color has actually prevented them from moving forward. You know why? You know why you can't be racist towards white people? It's because we have generational wealth. People can hate me all day long for being white. You know? And it can totally bother you if people don't like you because you're white. That's okay. But you can't say that's racism because you've never been held back in your life because you are white. And from your photo, I can see that you're probably a woman. If you've ever been held back in your life in any way, it's because you're a woman, not because you are white. Okay? We have never been denied loans, denied housing, denied a job, denied basic human rights because of the color of our skin. And let's be real. If there is a person of color in front of me being like, yo, I hate you because you're white, they don't actually hate me because I'm white. They hate the history of this country, and they hate the privilege that comes with the color of my skin and how I don't have to work as hard as they do. And I feel like that's valid. And if you don't, I don't give a...
Amen, sister.
There you go.
Amen.
She's a teacher, dude.
I want that as a ringtone. Everything that she just said, 100%. 100% amen. And she can thank the Democrats for everything that she just said. You're darn right. Systemic racism, you're darn right. That's all Democrats. Any white person that wanted to hold people who made laws to keep black people down, that was all Democrats. And she's a white supremacist herself because she thinks she's better than other white people. Number one, she's like the Edward Echelon.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm better than other white people. And she's the one talking about they have generational. Nobody else can be racist. Only white people can be racist. There's a special class of people who can only be racist. Why? Because white people are the ones with all the power. She's a white supremacist. She's asserting that. So nobody else can be racist. Only white people. Because we're special. And because we're the ones with all the power. And the only way that you can have any power is if we forfeit our power and let you have it. Right? She's a racist.
A Democrat. They don't listen to themselves.
Hmm.
Right? I mean, would you agree with me? They don't stop and go, oh, what did I just say? Right? Seriously.
Yeah, as we said before, man, it's like with Democrats, to be so selfish and so self-absorbed and so self-righteous, How do you not be so self-unaware? Yeah, it's like you're so unaware of how absurd your worldview is, despite how selfish and self-righteous and self-focused you are.
Yeah, well, but you hit it right there. It's that pride that says, I'm smarter than you. I know more than you. You need to listen to me. I've got it figured out. And here's what's going on. And you better jump on the bandwagon or else, oh, you're a racist. I mean, it's really what it boils down to. Okay, so speaking of false.
we gotta make up a special word for them, man.
Speaking of false teaching, anyway, you know what's really this just dawned on me. This clip that I sent you was Andy Stanley, and is he Chuck Stanley's son?
I don't think I've heard of these people. I think.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're white preachers. I know in your world you don't watch white preachers. I got
no, they're wrong preachers.
Because they're all their white supremacy and privilege and stuff. Anyway.
Yeah.
She, oh, wow. European Union just green-lighted bugs as a source of protein. Well, God bless them. Anyhow. Well,
speaking of gross things, I just saw that fart is trending on Twitter.
You see her, too, popping that stuff in her mouth? Oh, God bless. All right, so... Andy Stanley, take a listen to how he distorts scripture to get what he wants. And we'll talk a little bit about the Pope in a minute, too, as well. Take a listen.
The church, and once again, for those of you, if you're here and you're gay, and maybe nobody even knows, I just want to applaud you for your faith. And the fact that you would even step foot inside of a church and want to worship Jesus in private and quietly because that's what's in your heart and you long to know that your Heavenly Father accepts you and you're hoping the body of Christ will be a representation of His love for you. And I'm telling you, people in this room, they get that. And we won't do it perfectly, but we'll do it to the best of our ability. The church, and once...
Yeah. I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah,
you usually have a lot of fun with these. Go ahead.
Oh, man. And when I say gross, I'm talking about a gross misreading of Scripture. And yeah, the lifestyle is gross, too. He's saying that you want to worship Jesus in private. Okay, that's already a misread because the Lord says you confess me before men. and I'll confess you before my Father. And I'm not talking about, you know, like, you know, confess before it's raining, man, confess before, no, right? I'm talking about humankind, right? Confess before humankind, and the Lord will confess you before his Father. So you can't be all public and private about that. And to the touchy-feely, ear-tickling Christians, Jesus does not accept you. He does not accept us, all right? It's about us accepting him. Accept him for who he says he is, who he's always been, and that's it. From there, then Jesus says, hey, you want to leave that baggage behind? You want to drop that baggage? Then come on and sit at my table. Let's go ahead and have some, let's have some food and some drinks. But unless you're coming here with the understanding that you are going to leave this table changed, okay, then you have no place with me. Right, that's why Jesus ate with sinners. Okay, yes, Jesus ate with sinners. Sinners who understood that he is who he says he is, and they want to be changed. They want to be healed of their sins. Not stay in them and have him accept their sins. Big difference.
Yeah, you know, you hear, and you're good at this. You're better at this than I am. I mean, you hear people always say, well, you know, Jesus ate with sinners. He sat with sinners. He walked with sinners. But he wasn't involved in their sin. He wasn't,
thank you.
You know, he wasn't learning how to sin like they were. Right?
That's right, man. That's right. As you always remind us, man, go forth and don't sin anymore. Yeah. People keep leaving out a lot of stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah, they cherry pick the words. They cherry pick pretty much everything.
Mm-hmm.
I just find it so amazing.
Yeah, like this guy, the guy that you sent in my Twitter mail. And it's like, man, how people get away with this stuff. Now, they ain't going to get away with it, though, man.
Oh, they'll get away with all of it. Everybody's afraid to say anything to them.
Oh, but the Lord says, hey, you're going to get your earthly reward.
Okay, yeah, okay, yes. Yeah, they ain't going to get away with it. They ain't going to get away with it in eternity.
Yeah.
But right now, you know, you've got people looking at these. You know, and I don't want to misquote the Pope, but he came out and he said, you know, basically that, you know, homosexuality, we have to stop treating it like a crime. Well, like adultery, like stealing, like murder, it is a crime, according to the Bible. Be back in a few minutes, people. Yes, all of them. Don't go far. Be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Okay? I need you to be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. And you got to get informed to do that. Let me bring him on. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zolofts, the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, the Zopian Den, and soon to return, soulfoodradio.net. So, all right, dude. I got another good one for you.
All right.
This is a Christian question. You ready? I don't know if you can answer Christian questions. I know you're a little light on the subject, so.
Yeah.
So, you know this whole dust up with Tony Dungy. Is it Dungy or Dungy? Right?
I'm already late. I don't know who this guy is.
You're as bad as I am. He played for the Colts, or he was a Super Bowl champion and a coach in the whole nine yards. And he's a born again Christian. He's pro life. Always been supportive of Christian. Well, I mean, God's causes. I'll put it that way. I hate to say just Christian causes. Anyway, he joined a boatload of people, thousands of people in that March for Life that took place in Washington a few weeks back. Or a week ago. So he posted on Twitter saying he was supporting, he supported, you know, unborn babies. They need to have a voice. That's why he walked. That's why he did. And they came unglued on him. They want him gone. They want him, out. No more coach. Take his trophies away. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, aren't there Christians at ESPN? Aren't there Christians at these sports channels, sports stations? Why did they stick it up for him? I just, you know, I'm curious.
Ah, well, I mean, you saw how fast they got rid of Rush Limbaugh. not for some reason, just not really quite welcome there. And it's a shame, man. It's like, we're going to rip these things away from you. Rip these things away from you. It's really why? Because I'm telling you that it's not cool to rip a kid away from life. You know, it's like that kid was created with rights. Not like our Constitution says. You're not born, right, with inalienable rights. You're created with them. Alright, even before you're born, once that male seed and the female egg, once they get married, you got rights.
Yeah.
So.
No, I look at, I'm totally, what was it, Kamala Harris last week? She did that little speech and, totally massacred it. Right?
Yes.
And.
On purpose. Yeah.
Yeah, no question. You noticed that when she talked about rights, nothing was inalienable about them. We give you the rights. You have the rights because you're a person. No, you have your rights because the creator of the universe has allowed you to have those rights. Because if you have those rights because you're a person, then another person can take away those rights away from you.
Yes, absolutely. Because, she purposely left those out. She did not want to use the word creator, you know, that word that Joe Biden didn't want to use either.
He can't pronounce it, that's why. But go ahead.
Yeah, he can't conceive of it, you know, if you will. And so... And she leaves out the right to life. And it's like, Kamala, the other rights you can't enjoy unless you're living, right? So you got to be living. And she's like saying that we are born. These are our natural rights. You know, you have these liberals and people of that persuasion who think that these rights are natural. These people need to understand nature doesn't recognize rights. Nature doesn't contemplate or make conclusions about rights. There's no such things as natural rights because nature doesn't conceive of that. So rights are something that have to be authored. They have to be something that is a policy that somebody draws up, right? And we can't do that for ourselves. That took a designer. That took God, Kamala, right? It took God to do that, to come up with these rights that are bestowed onto us. What a witch.
If you really want to see nature's rights at work, look at some of those videos of the watering holes in the deep wild.
Thank you.
Okay. and you'll see everything you need to see about rights, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I love that stuff. I just think it's so funny sometimes. It's like you keep talking about the animal kingdom. Do you see what they do to each other?
Right?
Right?
Oh man! You know,
see the water buffalo when the lions show up and they're at the watering hole. Nobody goes back to get old Ed, who is hobbled on a back hoof. He's like, Ed is lunch. Oh,
God. Obamacare ain't gonna work for you, bro.
So we should care about them. Okay, back to Tony Dungy, whatever. But seriously, we've got. This stuff happens all the time. I just had a conversation with a guy, very disappointed. He's affiliated with a large Christian university. And it's almost like these people really believe. Now, in this case, I believe that these sportscasters and guys, always call in the name of God, except when this stuff happens. I'm not so sure they're really sold out to what they believe. But some of them are just petrified because they think they're not going to, they're going to lose their job or they're going to whatever. It's a conversation I've had a million times. Who's your sufficiency, your employer or God? Which one?
Absolutely, man. It's a shame. It's like, because he's supposed to be like, I don't know, man. It's ironic that it is a game. You have to play this game of like cat and mouse or dodgeball or whichever just to assume that you can keep your job because you're going to offend somebody. And I don't even know at this point who would be the majority on this about who would be offended, but that's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of offending the minority. And at this point, I really don't even know. I don't even know if it's more people who are pro-life or not. I don't even know who are really solidly that way. But whichever faction it is, they are afraid of the ones who are pro-abortion, and they don't want to mess with them.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? I mean, they're truly amazing. And I say that not because, I'm just trying to pound on them, but think about the ones that really, that are really not stepping up with this. I'm so tired of hearing these commentators on TV, these news channels, you know, they're all about God, quote unquote, right? You're talking about, yeah, we got God, guns, and country, and Bible, and all that stuff. But right. when push comes to shove, will they stand there and say, no, I'm not going to denounce God over this? And, you know, Colin Kaepernick, whatever his name was, right? I mean, he was, these guys loved him for taking that knee, for calling out the injustices. And this guy here, right, even the godly guy said that, this guy here simply says, I believe in protecting the life of the unborn as a Christian. And they try to castrate this guy. It's just amazing. So
yeah, it's just like you said about, you know, these people who are all about God guns. It's like, you know, you got those guns. What are they for? I'm just wondering. It's like, you know, we got kids being slaughtered, right? And we got a government that is committing genocide against us right now. What are those guns for? Are you going to start using your guns only when they come to take your guns? It's like, I'm going to use my guns to defend my guns. But other than that, my guns, I only shoot them at the shooting range and stuff like that. But I'm not really going to protect anything with them. You know?
I don't know. I think about this stuff sometimes. And I look at it as if, am I thinking too deep about it? But really, this is very surface stuff. It shouldn't be that hard. For people who claim to be sold out to Christ. You don't even have to claim to be sold out to Christ. How about just claim to be a Christian?
Yeah.
For you to look at somebody when they say something about, you know, God, say something about Christ, say something about the Word that's way off. For you not to look at them and go, dude, I don't know what Bible you're reading. I don't know what God you're worshiping. It doesn't work that way. Do you know what I mean? That's true courage. You know, and God says one of the first that are gone are what? The cowards. That's like first in the list, before adultery and all that other stuff.
Amen. Yeah.
Wow. I don't know. Anyway, again, it's just one of those things that just drives me crazy. This happened. Do I have time for this? Yeah, I think I can pull this off. This happened over in Europe. And I find it really, really interesting. Because you try to explain to people that stuff that happens, you know, Europe is not Vegas. Stuff that happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, not in Europe. So when you have persecution going on with pastors and others and that kind of thing, you can expect it to eventually come this way. And I was talking about this 8 years ago, and we saw it happening. So a man is facing criminal charges for publicly speaking about simply leaving the gay lifestyle after becoming a Christian. Mm. Right? He's a 33-year-old Maltese Christian. He's a charity worker. And he's out there working. He's helping feeding people. He's helping cleaning things up. He's helping doing things. He may be in prison for 6 months and fined more than $5,000 for allegedly, not advertising, but putting it out there, that after he became born again, he left, had no more desire for the homosexual lifestyle.
Wow.
Now, the European Union is calling that advertising conversion practices. That's courage.
Now, yeah, exactly. And these people are a stumbling block to this person because he's trying to give up the gay lifestyle. And so what do? They take him and throw him in jail. So he'd be forced to have gay sex. It's like,
thank you for that. I thought I was going to have a nice night. I guess not. Okay. All right. You got like 15 seconds. Did we talk about the MLK statue last week?
I don't think so.
All right. Got 10 seconds. Really quick.
Thanks, man. BronzeSerpentMedia.com.
Yeah, but is that statue really honoring the MLK? Did you see it?
Oh, no. That's gross.
All right. Joe's in your host, Dr. B. Dr. Bridget Melson joins us in the next hour. Boy, do we have a lot to clean up, clear up, take care of. We'll be back.